Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Last time we did the library show, I was in the new library, and we broadcast live from the library. That was fun, wasn't it?
I know. It was. It was super fun.
You were a little under pressure, but you did well.
Well, I think it's because I'm still kind of, you know, running all over the place, trying to get a few things, you know, finished up before the snow flies.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed broadcasting from the library there a couple weeks ago, and yeah, got to see the new library. It's quite the place, and the meeting room that we broadcast from, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is super nice. It's nice to have, you know, the space to do a multitude of things. And we've already had quite a few programs in it now. So we're starting to get our act together a little bit here anyway.
Get back to some normalcy after moving, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I understand you got a lot of programs coming up.
We do. In fact, this evening at 5 o'clock, we've got a Medicare 101 informational meeting. So if you are wanting to know some information on that, Laura Thomas will be here, and she can help you. She's going to give an overview of some of the upcoming, you know, changes and things that you need to do if that's something you're interested in, or even if it's something that you're going to be looking at in the next year or two. It's definitely something to take advantage of. Stop on down. You don't have to register. You can call and tell us you're coming. It doesn't matter. Just make sure that you know that the opportunity is available here at the Appleton Public Library. It is today, Tuesday, September 19th at 5 o'clock. And we've slated like 5 to 7, but it may not go that. It obviously isn't going to go that long, but that gives time for some people if they want to meet individually with Laura as well, or set up a time to meet individually with her.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Wednesday, we have back-to-back programs at 3:30. We are making a secret T-shirt paint project for after-school kids.
It's a secret, huh?
It's a secret. Anyway, yeah, it should be super fun. No registration is needed. It's for pre-K to sixth grade. And then also on Wednesday evening, we are doing a macaroni and macrame class for teens. And so Georgia is cooking. She's making her famous homemade macaroni. And then they're going to do a little macrame project along with it. And so, you know, she's super creative, got a lot of things up her sleeves to do.
Mm.
And then coming up also next week is, or I guess in 2 weeks, we have our book club is going to be meeting, and we are reading Mary Jane by Jessica Anya Blau. And then, of course, we've got Lego Club, and that's the fourth Wednesday of every month at 3:30 p.m., and it is for age 6 and under, require an adult, but otherwise it's for any age. Join us and be creative. Lots of fun stuff coming up in October. I can't believe how many fun things we have. In fact, we're going to have a couple authors this fall visiting us, and that's always an interesting, fun thing. A fall event for kids on a Saturday we have coming up, and some fabulous crafting as well as some genealogy we've got coming up too in October, a genealogy class. So lots of things happening at the Appleton Library.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, is Lego Club, is that still as popular as it used to be or still well attended?
26 kids were at the last one, something like that.
I guess.
It was just pretty busy. It's amazing how many kids that we get that love creating with Legos. And, you know, we've never had the space before to display their stuff. And so many of them, well, I'll work with a friend because I know, you know, we don't. And now we have a couple of display cases for it. So we have plenty of room to display all their work. So you'll have to stop on by and check out the Lego Club displays. Because I will.
I love Legos.
It's pretty fun. I mean, and some of them are super creative on the different things that they build. And she's usually got, you know, some challenges and stuff that she sets aside. But, you know, you don't want to pressure anyone. And so you want people to enjoy themselves, too. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
We keep it loose a little bit here for Lego Club.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah. And so this kind of, you know, what we're approaching is October, where lots of new books are being released. And I'm seeing quite a few new ones creaking out right now, or creeping out, however you want to say it. Anyway, in September even. So new in hardcover fiction, Stephen King has a new book out called Holly. And, you know, he's got quite the following, and he's got a detective in doing some investigation for disappearances. You know, he just weaves quite the story. And then William Kent Kruger, Minnesota author, has a new book out called The River We Remember. And it's suspicions and accusations complicate a sheriff's investigation of a wealthy landowner's murder in a small Minnesota town in 1958. So, yeah, you know, just some really interesting things. Zadie Smith has a new book out called The Fraud. In 1873, a Scottish housekeeper to a once-famous novelist is captivated by a trial in which a lower-class butcher from Australia claims to be the rightful heir of a sizable estate and title. So, also a new in nonfiction, it's Why We Love Baseball. You've got Joe, you might have to help me with this name, Poznanski?
No, well, you're on your own.
Anyway, the author of the Baseball 100 brings to life 50 moments in baseball's history. And then you've also got Sure, I'll Join Your Cult by Maria Bamford. The comedian details her encounters with show business and anonymous fellowship groups. Melissa Etheridge has a new book out called Talking to My Angels. The Grammy and Academy Award-winning musician shares some of the difficult experiences she's encountered in the last two decades. Yeah, we've got a book here about hidden roots of white supremacy. We've also got a book, Up Home, by Ruth Simmons. It's the journey of a woman who went from being the 12th child of a sharecropper in Texas, to becoming the first black president of an Ivy League university. So lots of new things coming out, and you'll be hearing and seeing all your favorite authors must have something new that's coming out this fall. So stop on down and let us help you find your next new read.
All right, real good, Cindy. Yeah, so where's the new library located? Don't go to the old place yet.
Yeah. Yes, don't go to the old library.
Okay.
If you do, the city will tell you, well, they've moved to 50 East Rooney Avenue, and it is a section called the 52 Wing of the old high school. And you walk in here, and you would never know that this is a wing of an old school.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's totally renovated from top to bottom, and we are excited to show it off, so stop on down and see us.
Okay. All right, real good, Cindy. And check your Facebook page out, and you give a newsletter out once in a while.
We put out a monthly newsletter, and it's both an e-newsletter as well as a printed copy that I do have here at the desk. And then our hours are Mondays and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. Call us at 320-289-1681. And, of course, check our website and Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you next time, then.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.